It's the Thursday Movie Review. This is Geoff Hopkins. Hello. Here with our weekly look at what is worth a watch at the cinema and on DVD this week. And the man with the films is the critic and the broadcaster, Mark Searby. Hello to you.
Hello.
New this week, a film that I have seen the trailer more times than I care to count. Both of my children have been watching the, all four trailers, how many it is, over and over again. The Boss Baby. Now, Mark, when I eventually give in to my children's pleading to take them to see this, what am I letting myself in for?
Well, here we go. If you don't know the story of The Boss Baby, even though you know the story, Geoff, because it's in every single trailer, it's about a suit-wearing, briefcase-carrying baby who pairs up with his seven-year-old brother to stop the dastardly plot from the CEO of Puppy Co. In all honesty, much like your kids, Geoff, for this film, when I first saw the trailer, you had me at Alec Baldwin voicing a baby who thinks he's a management boss. Initially, it's quite funny, and there's plenty of set pieces that work because of the situation. But soon, I found that it starts to dry up and the jokes become further and further apart and they're just not funny anymore. There's a couple of storylines involving the baby and how he's integrated into family life and how the older child starts to feel left out because the parents are running around after the newborn. The film could have made great use of saying to kids that accepting of a younger brother or sister is not all bad and also suggesting how to deal with it, but it just doesn't fulfill its promise at all like that. Overall, do you know what? Going into it, I really wanted to like The Boss Baby. And after a funny but absolutely not hilarious opening, the rest of the film is a real slog to get through it. I honestly think this is possibly the worst kids film I've seen since the Angry Birds movie last year.
Do I take the kids to go and see it?
Do you know what? I saw this on Saturday in a screening full of kids and everything else like that. And by about halfway through, there was a mother and a daughter sat next to me. And by about halfway through, that daughter was sat on her mother's lap, falling asleep.
Okay, The Boss Baby, new at cinemas this week. And looking ahead, pick of the DVDs this week. Another animation in the form of Moana. More on that in a bit. A few words, though, on a grown-up movie for the weekend. Arnie, he's back. A film inspired by true events. Tell me about Aftermath.
It's based on the true story of a man seeking revenge on the person responsible for a mid-air crash that killed his family. The film is split into two, basically. The main focus is on Arnold Schwarzenegger's Roman Melnick, whose family were on board the ill-fated aircraft, and how he struggles to come to terms with what's happened. The other side of the story is told from the viewpoint of Jake, the air traffic controller who was working on that fateful night. While it might not seem that neither of them have anything in common initially, the film, I think, does a very good job of slowly pushing them together by creating this feeling that through all the hurt and anger, they are both alone. They can't function in society because of what has happened. And there is a sadness to both of them that is genuinely heartbreaking. The Jake storyline shows how he lost his mind and his family in the weeks after the crash. And it picks apart his mindset very carefully and rather delicately. From Roman's angle, he's the man who simply wants an apology from one person. That's all he wants. And we see him demand it from the airline's lawyers, but they won't say it. So he goes after Jake. And that's when the film starts to spiral even further. I think it's a wonderfully sensitive performance from Schwarzenegger. You've got this big bear of a man, and yet the performance makes it seem as if he's small and a little timid mouse. He says very little, instead relies on a lot of emotion. And there's a scene early on where Roman goes to the wreckage site and finds his daughter. And it completely broke me apart that moment. It's unsettling, yet I think the film needed that scene because it shows how he finally broke down and he just was in such a state of shock that you wonder if he would ever come back from anything. This is his best performance in more than a decade, I think. And Aftermath showcases that.
You know what? I watching the trailer for this film alone, it got me right here. And I'm like, I can't go and see this because I'm going to be an absolute wreck. New to cinemas this weekend, Aftermath. Now, if you have the kids driving you up the wall, well, Moana out on DVD and Blu-ray this week. And for those late to the party, tell us, what's this about, Mark?
Oh, I've been looking forward to seeing Moana again since we reviewed it when it was in the cinemas. One of my favourite films of last year. And having seen it again earlier this week, I still think it's one of Disney Animation's best movies in years. As we know, Disney are the masters of princess stories, and Moana is no different, basically. Yet there is a slight difference, because it deals with a teenage girl who's so headstrong that she will defy her father in order to prove herself worthy. And I think the great thing about this film is that it has such a strong and positive message for young girls watching it. And while the message is hammered home constantly, it never becomes annoying. Instead, it's done through humour and adventure. You're constantly rooting for Moana to succeed. It doesn't matter if you're male or female, old or young. You instantly feel at ease and at one with Moana. Then you get introduced to Maui, who's so bombastic and so sarcastic and so awful that honestly, you can't help but love him. I think the film is consistently funny throughout, whether it's the interaction between Moana and Maui or the hilarious chicken hi-hi. Also, the best bit in the film for me is the Mad Max Fury Road homage with pirate coconuts. The songs, as to be expected, amazing. They're typical stirring stuff from Disney. I've been humming You're Welcome for days now since seeing it on Monday night. The animation is incredible as well. The look of the water, I think, is possibly Disney's greatest animated achievement since The Incredibles. It looks exactly like flowing water. I couldn't stop looking at it. This is one of the best coming-of-age tales Disney have made up to date. It is oceans better than Frozen.
As a dad to a four-year-old little girl, I found this film great for her because, you know, Disney are very good at the princess stories, but this is a princess story without the emphasis on how they look, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the thing. It doesn't, you know, there's no tiaras, there's nothing like that. I love it as well. I guess you love it as well.
Definitely. And the soundtrack, as you said there as well, I mean, we've had it on repeat at home since we saw it. So Moana, it is new on DVD and Blu-ray this week. And a mention for a movie that definitely isn't for kids, but could be for Easter. Tell me about The Beaster Bunny.
This is what I'm going to read to you. This is off the press notes. A 50-foot man-eating Easter bunny is on the loose and the townsfolk don't stand a hop in hell. I kind of like that because it's kind of funny. And then I watch the film and it is dreadful. Absolutely dreadful. The acting's atrocious. The way it's filmed is horrible. It doesn't feel like it's directed. However, there's one saving grace to this film. The actual bunny itself, it looks horrible and it can't move to save its life. And it's all film on top of film. But every time it turned up, I continued to laugh at it because it was so bad. It's not even one of those films that's so bad it's good. It is really bad, but I couldn't stop watching it.
You have been warned. The Beaster Bunny is on DVD this week. That wraps up the Thursday movie review. Next week looks like a big week for films. I think we have another Fast and the Furious movie coming soon. And we've got one of those Star Wars movies out on DVD at some point as well.
Yeah, Fast and the Furious 8, and then we've got Rogue One on Blu-ray as well. But we've also got, you're going to like this, Geoff, a film starring Daniel Radcliffe as a farting corpse.
Okay, well, I can't wait for that one. For more from the movies, search online for the Thursday Movie Review. Mark, thank you. Have a lovely weekend.
I will do, you too.
And we'll do more at the same time next week.